Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Every stage of life has value.
Even if Putin got assaulted, it would be on Fox.
We must turn the tides.
I'm an attorney. It's access to all my privileged communications.
None of us come to work imagining that.
America is a shining city on a hill.
I'm actually going to probably have to run for president now.
Well, hello there, St. Louis. How are you? Mark Cox back here on the aptly named Mark Cox Morning Show. And I am happy to be back in the studio here today with Frank Ladd, Scott J. Gowen here. Sue Thomas is going to be joining you with all your traffic coming up here shortly. How's everybody doing?
Pretty good. I was wondering who the guy that just walked in the studio was. I haven't seen him in a while.
Seems like it's seems like it's been ages, doesn't it?
Heard his voice yesterday, though.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't tell who the heck that was.
He couldn't stay away.
Somebody calling in from Florida.
I couldn't help myself. I reached out to Tricia on Friday after that decision came down, after the Roe decision came down. I have to be specific about this because I took vacation on the biggest week for the United States Supreme Court in my lifetime.
Yeah, I was thinking about you at like 8:59 a.m. when you're clicking the blog, waiting. I want those decisions. And then the week they all come out, you're not here.
Can you? I mean, I've been talking about this for months, years. I've been talking about this, and I take vacation. I'm like, okay, well, we had the vacation scheduled for over a year, right? And I'm not going to apologize for that.
No,
a family vacation. We had the reservations at the place on the beach, and we're getting to see my grandson on the beach for the very first time.
We get it. You can take vacations.
I know.
We get
it.
Okay.
You're
blessed. Hashtag blessed.
It was just bad timing. I mean, I really thought, well, maybe since the gun decision came out, which would, thank goodness that one went that way, maybe they'll wait till next week to do the Roe decision. And I'm sitting on the beach Friday. I'm listening to the end of this show. I listened to Ryan Recker finish up, and then I listened to Kilmeade, and he's in the middle of an interview with Geraldo Rivera, of all people, when he goes, Geraldo, wait, I got some breaking news. The Supreme Court just overturned Roe. I'm like, ah! People up and down the beach were looking at me like, why is this guy screaming up there in this tent? And that's why, because I was celebrating that along with you on a beach down in St. Pete. It was beautiful. We had a great week. We had great weather. We had, I mean, just it, like, I don't know, 1 hour of rain the entire week. It just couldn't have been any more picture perfect. And I'll talk about this through the course of the day, because I'm sure that somewhere in here I've got an Eggers heating and air conditioning spot. My air conditioner died at my house while I was on vacation.
No way.
Yeah. My son's staying there. My wife's aunt from out of town was staying at our house. Ugh. And my air conditioner decided that this summer's 100-degree temperature was all it could take. It was living on borrowed time anyway.
Yeah.
And I got, so my this vacation was a lot more expensive than just the gas to get to Florida and back. Let me tell you that. As if that wasn't bad enough. So I pulled a camper. We pulled a camper to Florida. We camped all over the place, beautiful beaches, all that stuff. And we drove it, had to drive it back home. The truck is a diesel. We were paying on average about $5 and probably 40 cents a gallon, I would guess, if I had to average it out. So it wasn't cheap, for sure. The gas wasn't. Probably could have flown first class cheaper. Maybe not, because no, prices have gone up so much.
That's debatable.
And I'm coming back on US 10 across northern Florida, and I look down, and I'm almost out of gas.
Again?
No, yeah, thank Remember? You. Thank you. No, this is so I'm in my new truck this time, right? Just 2015, new to me. And I'm like, well, I've got to get gas, right? I see an exit. There's a little sign for a gas station. I whip off. I pull up to the pump. I'm getting ready to pump it, and I look down, and this is the only gas station at this exit, probably the only one for 20 miles. And I just about threw up in my mouth. The guy was charging $6.49 for a gallon. I felt like I was in Los Angeles. So I guess I could have called and reported him for gouging, because that's clearly what he was doing at this out-of-the-way gas station in northern Florida. So the most I paid, and I didn't fill up there because I just got enough to get me to the next big exit, was $6.45 for a gallon of gas.
Wow, that is outrageous. Stunning.
it's stunning is what it is. And that's why we're going to continue to talk about the impact of these Supreme Court decisions on the November election. The argument I've been seeing, as I talked to Ryan Recker about this yesterday morning, is that, this is gonna cause a sea change in November. I mean, because Democrats are really down on their luck, because they basically effectively destroyed the economy in 18 months. But now they've got the abortion decision, and people are angry, and they're going to go to the polls, and they're going to vote in November. Chicken crap is what I say to that. That is not going to happen, and I'm going to tell you my reasons for that coming up a little later this morning. I promise you that. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk to Corinne Clark. She's the founder of a Free Press Fail about these primaries that are coming up. A big one today over in the state of Illinois. Please, if you're listening to me and the sound of my voice in the state of Illinois, turn out and vote. These Republican primaries over there are key this year, in the 13th and the 15th. You need to get out. You need to vote in the Republican gubernatorial race. You need to vote. I know the president made an endorsement in that when he was here this weekend. We're going to talk to her about that primary. We got Vicky Hartzler calling in a little later. We'll talk to her about this new polling that's out. John Lamping is going to join us. And a little later in the show, I got a treat for you. The Dobbs case came down Friday. The man I've been trying to get on to talk about that is attorney Andy Schlafly, son of Phyllis, who happens to be one of the attorneys working on the case that was being decided by the Supreme Court. And he couldn't come on and talk about it while the decision was still pending. But now that it's been handed down, we're going to get Andy Schlafly on here, one of the attorneys in this case, coming up at about 8:20 this morning. It's all straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we're working with centers like Planned Parenthood, so we are restoring funding for Title X, family planning services. We are working with supporters on the ground to make sure that we are providing services to women where we can. We are looking into everything, including assisting in transportation, something that HHS doesn't typically do.
Can you do that legally?
Talk to me later.
That's a big question, right?
I always tell my team at HHS, if you've done your homework, then we have no right to do mild. And so we're going to be aggressive and go all the way.
Now, Mark Cox, Soapbox.
Well, I would say we have ripped the mask off the pro-murder side of the abortion debate. What do you think? The protests in the streets have ended more of a fizzle than a bang, wouldn't you say, the 4 days since Dobbs on Friday? What do we take from that? Well, here's what I tell you. The progressives are overplaying their hand. Listen, the lamestream media in this country, the sycophants who often do the dirty work for the Democrats, have been hard at work. I listened to NPR on my drive home yesterday. I mean, somebody's got to. And their serious discussion about the profound impact this is going to have on the November elections will be by motivating Democrats to go vote. Oh my, look at this poll, they said. Democrats are now more likely to vote in November. Well, they needed a reason to go to the polls because Joe Biden sucks so bad. Maybe murdering children will motivate them. My words, not theirs, okay? But you get the point. The lamestream media once again carrying water for the left, trying to ramp up the progressives in this country to get them to take to the streets, to burn down buildings, to riot, to damage property, to give the impression that there's widespread upheaval in this country over the decision by the Supreme Court that abortion is not in the Constitution. Abortion is not protected by the Constitution. What they're hoping for is a repeat of the summer of 2020. Over 20 people murdered nationwide, thousands of police officers injured, federal buildings attacked on a daily basis, encampments in major U.S. cities largely ignored by left-wing mayors and prosecutors. You know the story. So far, that hasn't happened. You have to look at the underlying reasons for it. Now, I'm not foolish enough to believe they're not going to be able to manufacture some continued protests through the summer. The pink hat crowd is loud and crazy. But this is different from 2020. The George Floyd case fit into the other lie that black people are at risk of dying every day when they leave their house because of the police. That's not true. We know that. The FBI uniform crime statistics bear it out year after year after year. Go listen to Heather McDonald if you have any questions about that. But for many years, the mainstream media has continued to lie on that point, and millions of people buy that garbage. The George Floyd death was gasoline on a fire that was already burning. The Dobbs decision is not. I love the polls these losers are quoting this week as evidence that the majority of Americans are opposed to this decision by the Supreme Court. 55% of people responded that they disagreed with the Supreme Court, as if that matters if it were true. We don't live in a direct democracy, because if we did, a Republican would never again be elected in this country. The takers outnumber the producers. We see that in presidential elections routinely. The people that want an increase in their next check turn out in droves to vote. But it doesn't matter when it comes to SCOTUS decisions, because we live in a constitutional republic. If they're right, you will see legislatures in Missouri, where there's been a Republican supermajority, turn over. The legislatures in Missouri and Texas and Florida and South Dakota and every other state with these trigger laws will suddenly, miraculously, become majority Democrat-controlled legislatures in the next round of elections, if they're right. I say they're not. I don't doubt there's a large group of spoiled 20 and 30-somethings out there who like to swipe left or right on an app on their phone and have a nice hookup with no consequences, because abortion has become birth control in this country. That is not the case for the majority of people. I don't doubt a majority of people asked that question, disagreed with the court, because they've been told by the sycophants in the media it was somehow wrong. What I do believe is most of them don't understand the issue. They certainly don't understand why Roe was such a grievous error on the part of the court back in 1973. The decision Friday marked the end of that error for generations of people who grew up thinking this must be okay. Many can't grasp that. They haven't processed it yet. Here's my belief. This will all die down after November, because it doesn't affect the lives of most people. It will save the lives of millions of future voters. Just remember this. The majority of people upset with the Roe decision had the advantage of having already been born.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
I know you recognize that name. Gosh, can you believe the difference in the sound of the timbre of Joe Biden's voice, even in 2018? That's when that recording was from, right? So he was out of office, probably contemplating a run for president at that point, and concerned because of the stories that were coming out about Hunter Biden's connections to China. And a big tycoon in China and a guy he referred to as the chief spy for China, Hunter, in his own words, had business dealings with this guy. If you've been living under a rock, if you don't think that the current occupant of the White House is not compromised in his dealings with China and probably the Ukraine and certainly Russia. Because Hunter's been accused of funneling all sorts of money from all three of those countries for the past 7 or 8 or 10 years, all using the name of his father, who was senator, then vice president, and now president of the United States of America. And everybody who wanted influence with Joe Biden did it through Hunter Biden. That phone call was in response to a New York Times article detailing Hunter Biden's dealings with the Chinese oil tycoon accused of economic crimes. But Biden wanted Hunter to know. He had read the story, and he's pretty sure you're in the clear. Now, this from the man who said he knew nothing about his son's business dealings. Remember on the campaign trail? I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, is what Joe Biden said in September of 2019. That soundbite you just heard, I'm going to play it again for you, was from 2018. Around November or December of 2018. Go ahead and play cut 12 again, please.
Hey, Palace Dad, it's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think it's clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you.
Late 2018. During a campaign appearance in Iowa in September 2019, Joe Biden said, I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. His former press secretary, Jen Psaki, and his chief of staff, Ron Klain, have both repeatedly echoed that sentiment, as have the mainstream media members in this country who've been running cover for this guy for years, Hunter and Joe. So in October of 2020, when the conservative media was telling you how dirty this guy was, his son, that is, with the laptop and the business dealings in China and the millions of dollars that the Biden family was making off these business deals, the mainstream media in this country refused to cover it. So this just once again blows the cover off of it. The New York Post is covering it. Do you think the New York Times will cover it? I doubt it. Or ABC or NBC or CBS. I doubt it. Very seriously. Yeah, I don't know. So we had a couple of great Supreme Court decisions in my absence, then they kept coming. The good news kept coming yesterday with the decision on religious freedom. This coach from New York, right? Joe Kennedy. Was it New York? Where was it? I don't think it was New York. What was the state?
Which one?
Joe Kennedy, the high school football coach. I can't remember what state he was from. I've got the story here somewhere in my stack.
Here he is on Cut 10 responding to the Supreme Court decision saying, listen, the fact that this guy wanted to go kneel at the 50-yard line after football games.
It was Washington State.
Washington State had nothing to do with violating the separation of church and state or the establishment of religion. He started going out by himself. And slowly, people started joining him. Students, other coaches, members of other teams would come out to the 50-yard line after games and get on their knee and thank God or whatever God they pray to. It didn't matter. He never made it an overtly Christian thing. He just went out, got down on a knee, and prayed. Apparently, getting on a knee in this country is not a big deal if you listen to Colin Kaepernick. All the blowback, well, this is conservatives are celebrating this, is the story I read this morning. Conservatives are celebrating this as a big step for religious freedom because you want the separation of church and state. The Rachel Lazer, president of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, says the decision represents the greatest loss of religious freedom in our country in generations. Does that sound like Chuck Schumer to you after the Dobbs decision? This is the most horrible. This is the darkest day in the history of our country. Says the man who clearly never lived through the Civil War or a D-Day or a whole variety of other issues, 9/11. But the SCOTUS decision on Dobbs, on overturning Roe, was the darkest day in the history of the United States. That's always how the left plays this. This court focused only on the demands of far-right Christian extremists and robbed everyone else of their religious freedom. It ignored the religious freedom of students and families. Because one coach began to pray at the end of games. School officials said, oh, you need to stop that. This could be seen as violating the Constitution's ban on an establishment of religion. Because clearly this coach was an elected official telling other people what their religious beliefs had to be. No, he wasn't. It was a ridiculous argument from day one. But I'll guarantee you, had he happened to have been a Muslim or some other religion, this wouldn't have been an issue. Or if he had happened to be taking a knee in support of George Floyd or whatever the position happened to be, that would have been okay. But in this case, no. So good for this guy. He took it all the way to the Supreme Court. This was his reaction yesterday to that Supreme Court decision. Play cut 10, please.
You're definitely going back to Washington. The school district has signed off on it. This is a done deal.
No, it's not. And that's the part that I'm just waiting for. I'm waiting for the school to either give us a call or however the lawyers negotiate it. But I'm expected, you know, a phone call from somebody and we can work all those details out. And hopefully I can be on that next flight to back to Bremerton and be on that field you see behind me.
So you are right now officially requesting to have your job back.
Yes, that is correct.
Which hasn't happened. Because, of course, all the left-wing people who are butthurt up in Bremerton don't want to give him his job back because they got cuffed by the United States Supreme Court. They lost. And now they don't want to give the man his job back. So my suspicion is there'll be a pretty big lawsuit coming if they don't get that taken care of in pretty quick order. All right. Let me get to a quick break here. There was another Supreme Court case, not a U.S. Supreme Court case, but a state case yesterday regarding this crazy decision to let people who aren't citizens in the United States vote. We're going to get to all that and more coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I think that reports of the death of democracy in the United States are grossly exaggerated. America is a shining city on a hill, and for me, for my, and it will continue to be so. And I think that the mere fact that Joe Biden has stepped up to the plate in the way that that he has shows that the instincts of America are still very much in the right place.
Seb Gorka, absolutely laying it out there. That is what a great point by him there. It's still the shining city on a hill. It's why people are dying to get in here. But that was not Boris Johnson. That was Seb Gorka. Okay. So my point is that immigration is a debate that still goes on in this country. It ranks in the top five for all of these people. Every poll you see, immigration ranks in the top five. No doubt about that. It's a big deal. All we want is legal immigration. And then we have this tragedy from overnight, which is absolutely horrible. I think 46 people were found dead in the back of a trailer, trying to be snuck into this country. Who owns that? Anybody want to take a guess on who owns that problem? 46 migrants found dead in a semi-truck in San Antonio. 16 more hospitalized. Of course people want to come to this country. It's still the shining city on a hill. But we have to control our southern border. The Biden administration owns this. It's not the first time it's happened. But the Biden administration openly encourages people to break into our country with the promise that there will be no consequences to those actions. And in this case, it went horribly wrong. So I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, they're still investigating this. I'm sure the people that did this abandoned the 18-wheeler and left. And that's the problem that we've got with the border situation. Just horrible. By the way, I mentioned this earlier. The New York Supreme Court has tossed out a New York City law that allows non-citizens to vote. The judge said, whoa, what's going on here, right? In December, the New York City Council passed a bill that gave non-citizens the right to vote in municipal elections, like DACA recipients and people who maybe were here with who were here with a green card but weren't citizens. And people argued that city council doesn't have the right to grant voting rights to illegals. Bill de Blasio did not veto the bill. He let it go through. And on Monday, the New York Supreme Court ruled that it's in violation of the Constitution of the state of New York. That the New York Constitution explicitly lays the foundation for ascertaining that only proper citizens retain the right to voter privileges. That came from Richmond County Supreme Court Judge Ralph Porzio in the ruling. It's this court's belief that by not expressly including that non-citizens in the New York State Constitution, it was the intent of the framers for non-citizens to be omitted. Well, duh. Why would you let people who aren't citizens of any city, county, state, country vote in your elections? That's the insanity of it. And now a state Supreme Court has thrown that back in their face. I would just point out that it's been a really, really bad few days for the progressive left in this country who are trying to alter the our form of government. They truly hate the people that founded this country. Look at all the statues being torn down in 2020 and 2021. That's all you need to look at. Coming up, we'll talk to Corinne Clark about the Illinois primary and some other primaries going on around the country, and my friend John Lamping at around 6:37. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.